What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Contest time once again. Callers 5 and 6 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Win a pair of tickets each to see Goo Goo Dolls at KeyBank Center Saturday, August 9th, courtesy of New Day Live. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Welcome back. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. Let's go to JC next. Hello, JC.
Hello, what's up?
I am calling from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and I just want to say that you guys do the greatest job, way better. I might get excommunicated here, but you do way better than our sportscasters here.
I think I'm going to be there tonight.
Oh, really?
I think so. My son is playing lacrosse there tonight.
In Hamilton?
In Hamilton.
Oh. Awesome.
Well, awesome.
I appreciate the compliment. That is nice of you to say. One of my favorite radio shows happens to be a show based out of Toronto that's on opposite ours. So I appreciate the compliment, but thank you.
Fantastic. Well, I just wanted to bring up something, and I'm wondering what you guys think of this. I'm a Portuguese Canadian, so I grew up as a soccer fan, and I remember the day I became a Buffalo Bills fan. It was 1989. I was at the Walden Galleria. My family was doing the cross-border shopping, and there were people lined up for autographs, and there was this big guy signing autographs, had no clue who he was. Turns out to be Bruce Smith. He asked me how long I was a Buffalo Bills fan. I said, "What's a Buffalo Bill?" And he said, "Well, today you've just become a fan." And since 1989, I've been a diehard Buffalo Bills fan, and I just wanted to make a comment on that. But I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think of, you know how in soccer they do club friendlies where teams that never play each other just to get their legs under them and see how they're playing. The Buffalo Bills playing the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to kill the idea. I just don't know who would want it.
Oh, I guess people in Hamilton would, but I guess people in Buffalo wouldn't care.
I think that's probably right.
Yeah.
And, the NFL schedule, the calendar is so, like, kind of built in. When would it happen? It might have to happen, like, now. And I think they would say, like, nobody's in shape to do that. It's not like they couldn't play.
Yeah.
But
these teams in America don't even want to have their stars play their own preseason games. So you'd have a very hard time, I think, getting NFL teams to agree to any kind of exhibition against almost any competition.
It'd be like fun.
Yeah, sure. I think it'd be curiosity, it's a little bit of like, what would it look like if Alabama played the worst NFL team? Kind of like that idea.
That I'd rather watch.
Yeah.
I think.
But I think where you end up is it doesn't have to be, but my sense of those thought experiments are usually the NFL team is going to kill them.
Probably. Yeah, I guess you guys are right. Yeah, I guess you're right. I was just dreaming.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a cool idea. I don't know. I've never heard it, presented as an idea. Cool thought. I don't want to shut you down, but I just don't think it's realistic.
I'm just happy to have had the time with you guys. Love hearing you. Like I said, you guys are my favorite broadcasters. You cover the Bills amazingly. You're all I listen to get ready for fantasy. And, go Bills. And I can't wait to be there week two when Buffalo takes on Baltimore.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
All right, JC.
Week one,
right. Season opener, Sunday Night Football.
I'm thinking about how in baseball, parent clubs would play farm teams. Has the show ever sounded older than a reference to that?
Right.
Just got done reading The Bronx Zoo, and there's one of those in that book where Sparky Lyle says how the Yankees hated, was it Columbus maybe even then? Like they all hated the idea of going, but, had to do it. And some guys didn't go. I think that's what happened in the book. My story of, I have two. No, I guess it's the same year. I love this story. Working in Rochester, 97 or 8, I want to say, the Red Wings, who are in Buffalo tonight, had moved into their new stadium. And I worked mornings and got hardly ever was there a scoop or anything, I'd roll in there at 10 to 5, be on the air at 5:06 with just what happened last night in sports. But there was a report in Baltimore that the Orioles did not want to play the Red Wings and they weren't going to. The game was in a few days, and it was at a tipping point with this where this team said no, the players were boycotting it. And that was the Orioles team that everybody hated with Albert Bell
right. And
Palmeiro. Everybody loved Ripken, but still they had all these big Brady Anderson, all these stars, and they told the media, Baltimore Sun maybe found out that the Orioles didn't want to go to Rochester, which not only was that an annual thing, but Rochester was always so proud of its history with the Orioles. Basically, the Red Wings went almost 50 years with the Cardinals and then the Orioles. Ripken played there. They had Palmer. They had so many guys. And here it was 5:00 in the morning. I was going to go on the air and say, they're not coming. Baltimore Sun reports they're not coming.
Cowboy Dan's not coming.
So I called the GM of the Red Wings at 5:00 in the morning, I knew him, Dan Mason. I knew him. I'm like, Dan, I'm so sorry to do this to you. You're probably not up, but I need you to know this, and I need to know what you think of it. But the Orioles say they don't want to come to Rochester. And he gave me a comment, and I don't know how it went from there, except they did come. And I was in the stadium for this game. It was all of them. Messina, right? I mean, they had a ton of stars, late 90s. And it was the top of the first inning. Anderson probably led off the game. Packed house. You know how this ends?
I think so. I'm smiling because I'm not sure if it's because you've told the story. You probably have told the story.
I tell it
before.
Any chance I get.
Okay. So then it definitely has been told because you've had a chance. We've been together more than 20 years now. But I feel like I've seen a photo that is how this is going to
happen. Oh, I wonder.
If I remember right. And I might be conflating two different Albert Bell stories. Anyway, go ahead.
Top of the first. Anderson leads off probably for the Orioles. I don't remember what happened there. And then Ripken bats second, and Ripken's in the on deck circle, and Rochester loves Ripken. Half the crowd is just there to see him.
Right.
Probably. And maybe more. So there's Cal in the on deck circle. Anderson's at bat.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Makes an out. Ripken goes up to bat. Crowd goes crazy. Bell bats third. It's probably not even how they usually rank their order. It was probably just so Ripken and maybe Anderson and Albert Bell could leave the game as soon as they batted one time.
Right.
So, and Ripken did. He batted in the top of the first and left the game. Bell comes out with his jacket on.
Right, that's it.
Middle of summer. Right. He's got a black Orioles jacket on. On deck circle, the crowd would have booed him. You would have had, at the same time, lustrous cheers for Cal Ripken and boos for Albert Bell.
He was a huge villain in the game.
He was. He's an all-timer for
corked
this.
Corked bats, and just temper, and like just a nasty piece of business.
Which, going back, if I could, I would like him. But I didn't. I felt I'd go for the same narrative. All right. Everybody's cheering Ripken and booing Albert Bell. He's got his jacket on. Ripken strikes out, I think. He didn't want to get on base. So he strikes out, and Bell goes up to bat with his jacket on. He leaves it on.
Right. That's it. I must have recently – I know you telling this story now that you're through it, and I just – at some point or another, maybe we passed the anniversary at some point. I just know I saw a photo of him standing at the plate with the jacket on.
I've never seen a picture of it, but I can see it in my memory right now. From way up on the third baseline, looking down, and there is the Orioles dugout for that game would have been on the third base side because I think I see them in the on deck circle right down in front of me, and then he went to bat and left the jacket on, and then he struck out on purpose probably, and left. That was their compromise.
The jacket is amazing, right?
We'll go, but we're not going to try.
Right.
And then, you know, the Orioles backups all go in, who had all probably been on Rochester that season.
Right.
And now it's an intra-squad game.
Right.
But, yeah, that happened. And that was about the end of the tradition. Like, it might have been the very end in terms of those teams. But that doesn't happen. That's been gone a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember the last time. It might have been when Cleveland, at some point while Cleveland was the parent club, that of the Bisons, that they did it. I seem to remember seeing Cleveland do that with the Bisons.
I wonder.
But
I think of the Cleveland team that I think of was all on the Bisons. I get confused. Maybe they were actually playing for the Bisons.
Right,
Pittsburgh maybe did it. Bonds, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
Andy Van Slyke, I remember being here to play against them, I think.
Didn't Bonds hit one out of the stadium?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
That would be my guess, Alexa, but I don't know. Like, it's been 20 plus years.
I could easily be mistaken about Cleveland doing it.
I don't know. Maybe you might be right. I don't know. So, yeah.
Those were the days.
Thanks, JC, for all the nice words and for calling. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.